days and occasions when I visited their headquarters in Cairo, where I was serving at that time in the Middle East. And I always remember the first time I went, the first thing I saw was a very large Colt automatic pistol lying on the table where you'd normally put your hat and that sort of thing. And that set the tone. Weapons everywhere. And I had a lovely evening. And I've always remembered the people I knew and met there. And I can't recall one person, a great, great friend of mine, David Smiley, who spent 2 years in Albania and died only very recently. Later on, after being in Cairo, I went sailing one day with my wife just outside Alexandria. And we were about 10 miles out. A small, very fast speedboat came shooting towards us, pulled up alongside, and in it was a friend of mine who was an agent, SOE agent. And I knew that. And I said, "Hello. Where are you going to?" He said, "Greece." He shouldn't have told me, I suppose, really. But yes, I'm off to Greece. And I thought of that chap that day quite a lot. He would have arrived in hostile waters, probably late-ish in the evening, and been put ashore in total darkness in some remote beach where he, with luck, would have been met by some of the resistance men. It was a dangerous and very, very lonely job. And that's the point I want to make, is that those agents were not accompanied in any way. They may have made friends where they went to, but they were very lonely men, must have been. I was fortunate enough never to be lonely in that sense in the war. I fought in a number of campaigns, but always with my friends, my comrades, and of course those whom I had the honor of commanding. It was a difficult period, but I shall always remember those men because they were on their own, and that demands a great deal in the sort of situations in which they found themselves. So today, it is an enormous pleasure and honor for me to unveil this monument to all those brave men and women across the world who served us so well.